Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Yes, yes, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I am Deborah Lee. I will be conducting intuitive readings for you this evening using the personal prophecy card reading method. Those of you on Blog Talk, glad to have you with us. Please get into the queue if you are planning to call in for your free reading. Sooner the better, as the line does fill up. Secondly, to you Facebookers, you are currently streaming us live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. Very nice to have you with us. And we will try our best to open up the portal so that you can get your, especially if you are international, you know, we don't, Jim is going to explain, but we don't want you to waste, you know, your precious dollars.
Well, not only that, they wouldn't.
No. Yeah, I'm calling in.
They're not, they know better. They're not, they don't have it. Nobody has that money for a minute to be on hold.
So just get everybody on the same page. I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards for this method, and I will be using a full 24 card layout when I answer the calls that as they come in to conduct individual readings. Normally in a private session, we would lay the cards down many times. However, we have a time constraint here on Blog Talk, so I will only be laying it down once for each call.
Yep. That is a fact.
Jack.
Okay, anything else you would like to tell them before I...
No, I think I'll hand this over to Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
All right, we want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We thank you very, very much. We also want to let all the folks know, if you're international, be it a Blog Talk call-in person or if you're on Facebook Live and you're international, either way, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout-out. Like our first tonight is Joe from the UK.
Yay, Joe.
Welcome in. All right. Primary means to call in. That is 515-602-9676. When you call in, and I tested it, I can try to do that, you will hear some messages that say something to the effect, you can listen, stand by and listen to the show while you wait. So if you hear the show, everything's rocking. If you hear nothing, fail, and you should hang up and call again. Then there's no harm in that. If we do it right away, because I keep my own little list, I've been a word file, a temporary word file that I have. If you get have an issue and you have to hang up and call back, I keep your place in line. I see who you are. I sees you, right? Unless you do it in a timely manner. Okay. Speaking of the call-in, when we take your call and we go live, please do the following if you legally and safely can. Please immediately get that speakerphone shut down and that Bluetooth, or the Bluetooth, you don't have to both, or the Bluetooth device disconnected. Use that phone in the old school method that, you know, back in the day, put it right up to your face and talk away. All the background sounds, you should make them all go away. Gone. No more multitasking. Don't be exercising, doing an after-work gym routine or anything that, or dishes, please. Perfect scenario. In your home, go to a quiet, comfortable, happy place that has kick-ass cell phone reception. All right? And we say these things because your call is not just going to a buddy on the cell phone. It's going through the cell phone network to blogtalks.com, blogtalkradio.com, then to our computer and on our computer speakers. And there's going to be a level of quality loss on the audio, and we just can never tell how much. So the better you can make it on your end, the better it's going to be for everybody. Also, folks that are typically international, but we have domestic folks that cannot call in for one reason or the other, we will open the floor to you folks. So, and the preferred method is Facebook Messenger. It's quick and easy. It's just like calling in. It's really cool because all you got to do is have internet. You can be anywhere on this globe, and you can messenger us. So that beats the hell out of it. The phone call thing's cool, but you guys, you don't want to be. You have to be a billionaire. Basically, to call, be on hold for 30 minutes, you know, while the clock's ticking like a meter on a taxi, tick, tick, tick. So, yeah, we'll open that floor occasionally. There's no time. I can't tell you when. You can't call early and get in a queue. There is no queue. There is no hold system. I'm not going to make a list. When I open that floor, it's first come, first serve on that call-in. And that's the deal. And the big deal is, some of you know, but some of you don't, you will be actually doing an audio or video call to Deborah Lee, it won't not the Psychic Love Doctor show that you're watching right now, and you have to be friends with her prior to doing so, or it ain't gonna fly. Okay, about that. Okay, let's see what we got here. We got the scammer. All right, just to let you folks know, I'm not gonna bother typing that in. They'll alert me, but scammers already got curbed, punted. Goodbye, adios, arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen, au revoir. Okay. Let's get to calls. Let us do that. Let us go to 520.
Oh, my Lord. Hello.
You
are caller number one.
Well, hi, Deb.
Yeah.
Wonderful Jimbo. The male perspective. The worst thing happened. We were on, he and I were on the phone, the neighbor, last night for a long time, 2 hours. And we had planned this day today, and I said, we're on the phone so late. Can we bump it up an hour? And he said, yeah. So then I called him a few minutes before we were supposed to head out. I said, I'm falling behind. And then I asked him about something he had said the night prior, and he blew up on me. And he did a tirade, and I didn't even see it coming, an intense. It was very scary. He did a meltdown when he had all his stuff the other day, but now it was directed at me. Mm. And he said that I don't trust. He said I live too much in my head. And then when he finished, and I couldn't get a word in edgewise, he said, I want you to tell me if we're going to have a good day.
Did he?
You think about this. And he said, do you going to tell me if we're going to have a good day? And he said, we're both hanging up now, and you call me back. I said, I'm not a little girl. And so we both hung up, and I called back, and I said to him, and then he said, this is our relationship better. And I said, you know what? I said, let's go back to square one, where we're just friendly with each other, and we live in the present moment. And I'm going to let you off the hook. You do your thing today, and I'll do my thing. And we did. We went our separate ways. What did the cards say?
Okay.
While she's doing the cards, I'm wondering, did he ever reveal that he was dropped on his head as a small child? That was very, very split personality.
I've already got something for that.
Okay, well, Deb's all right. Deb's on that. Detective Debbie is on that. Card detective. International
Shop. Really,
also from the UK.
I felt sick to my stomach, you know, and I've just been trying to find my inner peace. I spent out in Mother Nature, you know, trying to gather.
That's a good way to do it, though, sure.
Yes.
Get out in the elements, Mother Nature.
Yes, I've had a previous relationship like yours, and you're constantly walking on eggshells with that person.
Oh, good term. That's what I said to him. I said exactly that. I said, I'm not going to walk on eggshells with you.
Right.
I couldn't even get my thoughts in. I did say that term. I said, this cannot be where I'm walking like on landfill,
right.
You know, like a landmine. I said, this can't be this way.
Yeah, you can't go and not and try to hold your breath and wait for the next blow up, meltdown, or whatever you want to call it.
Exactly.
I would not. Nobody should have to deal with that. Okay, what do you got, Deb?
Well, yeah. What I've got for you is really kind of serious because you sort of scared me when you talked to me like that. What do you got, Deb?
Because you're the spotlight's on you, baby.
What I got for you is remember what people say and what is reality or truth can often be two entirely different things. There's more to his background than you know of, Lisa. I really think this guy needs to get under... Have you told me he's on antidepressants, or you told me he's under the care of a physician, correct?
No.
I don't remember that either.
Okay, well, I've been reading some really great studies that are coming out of places like the National Institute of Health, coming out of Harvard, some other, I mean, we're talking some big-ass places. And they are saying that people, even if it was years ago, that have been users of, say, crystal meth, you know, some of the other drugs that were very damaging, not only to the body, but to this thing up here, the brain. And they're finding that years later, they are having a trauma response to brain damage. And they need to, he needs to see a doctor. Now, he probably will never tell you the true extent, but I have always felt that he has been, in his past, quite a drug abuser. It just sticks in my intuitive brain. This guy has abused a lot of drugs, and he should get evaluated. You know, there's a lot still concerning the brain that they don't fully understand, but now they're finding out that a lot of these recreational substances are causing people to suffer some, like, off-the-wall mental illnesses. So, in a sense, I feel kind of sorry for him, because this is not who I see in the cards. Hmm. Right now, he's terrified that he has damaged his relationship with you.
He may have.
And he
really?
May have.
Because the way he was carrying on.
Yeah.
I'm shocked, because the way he was carrying on this morning, it was, and I just, you know, I called him back and I said, look, I don't want us to be enemies. And I kept saying that. He said, why do you keep saying that? Well, I wasn't going to go into detail like, hey, this is our last rodeo, kiddo. And I did say, as I already said, we'll go back to square one and we're just friendly with each other and that's it.
Well, you might be able to convince him that he needs, you know, like a serious evaluation. Or, you know, and you know what, what is that interruption that we're getting?
Some weird
interference
stuff. Yeah.
You know, the thing is also that sometimes people don't even consider it can be some kind of brain mass. He could have a tumor. Doesn't necessarily mean it's malignant, but it can be a growing benign tumor that is causing erratic behavior. And I'm not sitting here with any credential in neuroscience or anything like that, but I do a lot of reading on with studies and research and that kind of thing. So just saying, if he comes,
you know,
go ahead.
We were setting things up for next week. Someone had texted me while I was on the phone with him. And I read the text to him because it included both of us and all these plans in the future. And I thought today, oh, I know how I'm going to worm out of that one. I know how I'm going to worm out of that one. I'm not doing anything more. I'm putting my foot down. Not with him anyway. I'm not. And he was, you know, like one of my mentors said, you're acting like a married couple because you're spending all this time on the phone together. You're spending all this time together. And
Lisa, was it a very big issue that he just went off on you on?
Well, he last night had said, we were just talking and yakking it up, and then he had thrown out the safe word.
No, wait. Well, I forgot. What was her safe word again? It didn't seem very safe to me, if I remember. I can't remember. What was it?
It had to do with an animal of his. And I said,
it's not a Monday show.
I just said, and then he glossed over it, and I kept talking to him. And I said, wait a minute, let's go back. I said, you just said the safe word. What are you trying to tell me? And he didn't say anything. He was just laughing. So this morning, I asked him, we were talking about other stuff, and then I said, oh, by the way, I need to check with you on the safe word. Is there a reason? Because that's like pulling the fire alarm if that's a false alarm. And then he went into his tirade. He said, you're too much in your head. You don't trust, blah, 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 blah.
That's weird. You know what? First of all, my first comment ever was not a good choice for the safe word. It needs to be a word that you would like never use, like orangutan or something like that. I would not pick any kind of alternate name for a human body part. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, not that I don't like the word, I just think it would come up maybe more than you would want it to.
I'm sorry. I see the setback right here, but I see him wanting to reestablish all the territory that you covered together. But I think this guy needs to, you know.
Well, I would, without doing cards, I would say you have some splaining to do.
Yeah.
Are you going to melt down every 2.3 days? Is there a little calendar I can mark off on the next time you're going to have a meltdown?
You know, if my grandson had been here, that would have been horrible. Because I don't want my grandson exposed to anything like this.
He might not have done it then.
Well,
he might have saved it.
The thing is, too, with trust, it's so easily broken and so difficult to restore.
Well, yeah. And you know, the next move is not really hers, right?
I love how you're using the word trust, because I felt like my trust was completely violated.
Well, explain
it. Yeah, and you've got to feel safe, especially you go off on a trip with somebody.
You've got to
feel safe while you're, you know, with them.
Yes. Is this who you are, or you just randomly snap? Because that's not good for anybody. And why wouldn't I expect it to get worse? Why would I not expect that? You know, I don't know.
Well, that's an eye-opener. I didn't expect that today.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the first time she witnessed it, had nothing to do with her, and it was very stressful-type situations that's explainable. I can see that when you're dealing with bills and finances and it's been weighing on. I can see it's going off on a bank or something, you know, but not somebody that's a neighbor.
No.
Not a neighbor.
And he's like a ticking time bomb in that sense now.
That's what I was saying. You might, you know, if he comes back, say, all right, so tell me when the next time you're going to go off so I can plan not to be there. Just let me know. Let me mark my freaking calendar, buddy.
One thing I want you to know, I see absolutely no indication here that he's dangerous in any way to you.
Good.
Yeah. If anything, he's full of self-pity and, you know, beating himself up over having done that.
Yeah, I guess.
But
we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, it's not a real attractive, personality trait. Okay?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, right.
No.
Of course, not on board. Yeah.
And he kept when he was calming down, he said, I just want you to be safe. I want you to be safe. Because we were talking about another thing he had done a repair on. And I said, no more repairs. I'll do it myself. I'll take care of this stuff myself.
Yeah, he said, what did he say to that?
That's when he kept saying, I just want you to be safe. Because he's an expert in the field of that. But I said, and I made up my mind this morning. After that happened, when I was out in nature, I thought, I'm dividing the line. I'm not going to mix the two. You know, we're just going to be hello, goodbye, and that's it.
Okay.
Well, and yeah, if you see this in him now. Imagine what he might be like, we'll just say, as a potential husband down the road.
You worry that it's a tip of an iceberg. You don't know that, but you worry that it is, right?
And instead of saying words at you.
And you might not want to take a chance.
As like has happened to me years ago, you might end up with hot pans of food cooking that get thrown at you.
Well, she's drawn a line.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh,
my God.
You'd wonder why I'm still standing up.
She's drawn a line.
Everything.
She did draw a line.
I'm sure you are a hero. Every time I hear you talk, Deb.
Well, it was a rough and rocky road. And the thing is, I wouldn't listen to my cards. And they knew every time. They knew.
Or your brain.
Well, yeah, I guess. But I was kind of like the eternal optimist. Oh, he'll do better tomorrow.
That's your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, your brain's probably like, this is bullshit. But your heart your heart takes over.
It does. Well, your heart only knows what it feels.
Right, and that's why it can only be trusted so much.
True.
It's very untrustworthy, that heart thing.
So I think you're doing the
Timbo.
Yes, it is. It's a very sneaky bastard. It'll make you do all sorts of things you really shouldn't, you know? That damn heart. Obviously not the actual organ itself, because that thing's pretty important. But, you know, the emotional heart.
And ironically, your cards are devoid of any male here. Look at that. There's none.
Yeah, I don't see any swinging sausages here in the in there in that layout. No, I do not. Okay.
So
no Venuses or penises. No, I see there are some Venuses, a couple chicks, but yeah.
Yeah. I think they're just her friends.
Okay. Yeah.
So what do you got for our Miss Lisa?
I'll tell you what I got. And I forgot to do that again. So I'll give Lisa her card, and then I'll explain the whole card thing here. Your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading is, you will manifest what you need. Express gratitude as your plans have already come to pass. Trust that your angels are bringing you the assistance you need.
There it is.
Thank you.
Well, there it is.
I believe.
Well,
I believe I'll have another beer. But not right now, but later. yes. But you know what? Tomorrow's another day. And tomorrow's our Friday show. And if you can, we think it would be great if you could call in. And maybe there'll be some new developments, or you have slept and you have different thoughts. You know, you go to bed and wake up sometimes. Your brain's got a different wavelength.
My mentor said, you got to repair the relationship. She said, but do not go back to him. And
okay.
That's, yeah.
Right. So she meant repair, but like repair the working neighborly type thing, right? Not the full blown.
Well, then I went back to, you know, I'll just buy myself out of the lease. I'll move somewhere else. And then she said, now you got to create the home life for your grandson. And anyway, it's a lot of stuff that goes into, you know, we're right next door to each other. My God.
Right. And that's why, like she said, if the worst case scenario is you just become civil, how you doing type thing. That's worst case scenario. There's nothing wrong with that.
To me, something is misfiring with this guy.
And it might come out yet still, yes?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I think it wouldn't hurt for him to get like a brain scan and things like that to figure out where is the misfire.
Well, I don't think you jump right to an MRI machine. You've got to talk to people first.
Go see a good neurologist.
Don't you have to start even before that?
Well, with what, your primary care physician who doesn't.
If you need a referral to a psychologist, yes, you might have to start there, right?
Yeah, and if he doesn't even see a problem.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that. If that person says, oh, you know what, I snap once in a while from stress or whatever.
But I'm fine.
But then you can't even take the horse to the damn water in that case, let alone make them drink it.
No.
They are adults. They decide their own future.
You know, and they're saying not to make this scarier, but just in terms of realism, that Idaho killer, the criminologist.
Oh, my God.
She just made a big leap.
No, I'm not talking about the alleged murders that he did. But people are coming out from his past, you know, as growing up, high school, that kind of thing. And he was a very heavy heroin user. And he apparently gave it up. And he had been to rehab a couple times.
Well, at least that part of his life was successful.
Yeah, but he was
He picked up a bad hobby, it sounds like.
Well, and he was studying killers, you know, where not your guy is not. But did you ever notice any, like, weird anomalies about this guy.
There
like,
we go, another scammer.
Like the
I'm gonna have to.
He made his mother
really think about it.
She had to buy a brand new set of pots and pans because he would not eat out of anything that meat had ever been cooked in. And one of the experts on this said, "Oh, that's severe OCD. Severe."
Okay, but that doesn't mean that they're going to walk around with butcher knives and behead people.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is maybe he should have been looked at way long ago.
Now you're talking about, no, we're totally not, Lisa's just listening now. You're talking about the Idaho dude.
No, but I meant in reference to, as a parallel to her boyfriend guy there, that he maybe, his family have sort of insinuated, well, he always seemed a little off.
All right, here we go. Here's my little spiel. I've been in the Navy for 11 years, I was on two aircraft carriers. When we're in port and there's no air wing on there, it's about 2,500 men. When we're underway, about 6,000 guys. I work in a shipyard with 30,000 people. I've known a lot of freaking people. And I've known a lot of people that I thought were worse nut jobs than any of these people. And I've worked with them, and they never killed anybody. There's a guy, there's a guy that comes in the men's bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Every day, freaking day, and he washes his hands.
All the way up his arms.
Like, about halfway up his freaking arms for, like, a minimum of 50 minutes, because I'm not in the bathroom
like
for hours and hours.
He's preparing for surgery.
I think surgeons would be like, damn, when they would see that. I mean, I was like, I heard this water running. It's a giant bathroom. It was a big building. And I said, you know what? I got to do a walk-by, even though that door is not the one I need to go out. And I was like, there's this dude, head bent down, like he is freaking into his work. I'm washing them freaking hands. I'm like, son of a bitch, you've already been there for 50 minutes. What the hell are you washing off every day?
Yeah.
Every day. I mean, there's people like that. My thing is there's a lot of people that are so quirky, they all could be serial killers, but they're not, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Dr. House said, you never really know anybody. If you ever watched a House, I love that show.
That is pretty
now,
cool.
Now, there's a guy that seems like he could be a serial killer.
Oh, absolutely.
That Dr. House. Oh, boy, I'll tell
not
you.
Not a serial killer, but just could make a lot of bad decisions.
If I was in a critical health situation, he can come and verbally abuse me all he wants if he fixes me.
And I'd give him some Vicodin as a gift because that's what he likes. That's what he likes. He likes his Vicodin. You know, here you do, dude. Solve my problem that I have, you know.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We're sorry.
Yeah, but you're not in any danger.
And I want her to call back tomorrow.
Yeah, call us back tomorow.
Yeah.
I think she'll have things to tell us because it's another day.
Yeah.
You know, they're both going to go to bed and sleep on things, and there'll be some new revelations tomorrow. I believe so.
I think there will be, too.
I think there'll be, too. I'm not saying they're going to be good, bad, or medium, but there's going to be some new things that you're going to probably want to contemplate. And you could talk to us tomorrow if you can, or Saturday if you can.
And you know what's crazy? Some people in their personality are like that, where they just start yelling at somebody. You know, Jim, you've known some people like that.
Like I said, back to my whole statement
of
all the people
killers.
I've dealt with. I've seen them from A to Z, where the guy is so quiet.
Yeah.
You could probably stab him with a knife and he might go, oh, you know, they just don't even want to make any kind of noise.
Well, right. But if you knew Jim in his regular life, you'd wonder if he might be a serial killer. because
why?
Oh, because at one thing, like his work computer is acting up and you just start, I mean, go into this tailspin. Oh, my God, and he's cussing and throwing stuff.
When machines don't do what they're supposed to do, it angers me. I don't actually – now, wait a minute. Back it up. I don't throw anything.
I've seen you throw your glasses.
Oh, my glasses are a pencil. She makes it sound like I'm the Hulk picking up the house and throwing it. I throw a small, tiny little object, like throw it down like in disgust. God damn it. Yeah, she's like, no, Jim Oprah.
Yeah.
He'd pick up boulders and throw them.
You don't want to play a game with him. Like, he's on this internet golf thing, and he plays cribbage. And, oh, my God, he's like, you're in a state.
That's a computer thing. I play cribbage all the time with family and friends, and nobody has been harmed.
Go golfing.
We don't have that.
Go golfing with him. He throws his clubs up in the trees.
As do all the people. Not, that was one time when I was a teenager.
Just one time.
One time when I was a teenager. Typically,
right.
We just throw them ahead of us because you got to walk down there anyway. You might as well throw it forward because you got to walk that way.
But
throw it towards your ball, wherever the hell you hit it.
I'll tell you one thing, though. He's a good maker-upper, if that makes
good
sense.
Good maker-upper.
You got to leave Jim alone because he's very volatile with his temper.
Here we go. Here we go. That's right. Hi. Hello. I'm American Psycho, number two. Thank you very much.
I didn't mean to.
I have knives and guns stashed all through all the house, especially in the bathroom.
He will come and say, hey, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to act that way. And he might bring a present. You know, he might bring some flowers, something like that.
I might bring a pepperoni with a blue ribbon wrapped on it. We don't know. Anyway.
I want to see what your neighbor does.
Yes, absolutely.
To reach out to you.
Not only is the book not over, the chapter's not
even
over.
No, it's not even finished.
The chapter's not even over.
Oh, dear.
No, don't say, oh, dear, no. It was a day, and the day is going to be over. You're going to get up, and things are going to happen. I'm not saying, like, bad things. Things are going to happen, and you're going to have to tell us about it tomorrow.
I would love to hear, and we'll all kind of support you in whatever you decide.
And if it's silence, that still is something that has happened.
Yeah.
If it's absolute silence,
yeah.
Well, seen that as a thing, and that can sometimes.
Well, there's that old saying or that old little ditty. It's called The Choice
ditty.
Of Weapons by Phyllis McGinty, I think her name was, who went.
So don't get quoted wrong on Facebook. They'll ban you forever.
Yeah. Sticks and stones are hard on bones, aimed with angry art. Words can sting.
Oh, yeah.
Words can sting anything, but silence breaks the heart. So,
yeah. Well, and shouting breaks the heart.
Go to a lot of silence.
And what?
Yeah.
Howdy.
Shouting, yelling.
Shouting.
Cool. I can't handle that. You can have as big a fight with me as you want, but don't you dare start raising your voice to me and
exactly.
Make me feel afraid that your hands are gonna land on me. No.
It's a negative ghostwriter.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
exactly.
I agree with you, and I'm glad that you canceled the trip for today.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Oh,
I wasn't going to sit next to
that's
Daddy Vera's.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good – I like that. I like that.
When he said, are we going to have a good day or a bad day? You tell me right now. And I thought, okay, I know what I'm going to tell you.
I almost would have laughed at that like that was a joke. It's like, are you really asking me that after you just had a freaking meltdown?
It was
like
he was saying, are you going to be a good girl or a bad girl today?
Yeah, it's like,
exactly,
we're going to have a good day or a bad day.
Exactly.
I'd be like, you just
exactly
stepped home there,
said.
Dude.
I said, I'm not a little girl. And then we hung up, and I called back, and that's when and he said, this will make us better. Our relationship will become better. And I said, you know what? We're just starting from square one. We're just going to be friendly, and that's it. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
And then also, you don't want to be in a vehicle with somebody that's going into a rage. They tend to use that accelerator way too much, and the corners, you know, a car ride can be, seem like a ticket into the next world when somebody's driving and they're angry. So glad you didn't do it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's not anything we expected to hear today.
No, not at all. I was
not me either.
Yeah, well, obviously you of all people did not expect that. But, you know, hey, we'll be here. I'm going to tell you folks what's going down. We know we're doing shows the rest of the week and the weekend. Friday, of course, is our Friday show. Saturday, we like Saturday. Sunday is Miss Psychic Love Doctor's birthday, right? Isn't
yes, I'll be 25 on Sunday.
There'll be a certain anniversary celebration of her 25th birthday. We won't put a number on that. And then Monday through Christmas. So we got a marathon going.
Yes, we do. So, Lisa, buck up, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you're 3 hours behind us, so your day is not over. But
well, thank you guys. Thank
you. Yeah, I love hearing from you.
You must share with us at always. We need that. And
I'm not sure the rest of the list is happy to hear from you.
You know what?
But that's okay. I reserve the right. You know.
And the moral to the story is you can call in up to 15 minutes prior to showtime.
Although
you might be wise to do so. Because when we went live,
uh-huh.
I think we only had three, maybe four. Now it blew up. So my advice is always the early bird gets the worm. Oh, I mean, it's a stupid-ass cliche, but imagine it being right.
Yeah.
True that, dog.
No, sure. Love it.
All right, we love you, Lisa. Take care.
Love you both. Thank
all
you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Good luck to you, and call us when you can.
Thank you.
Wow, yeah. No problem.
No problem. Let's take another caller. Let's see. Look at.
What we got?
Look at the Blog Talk. It's going to make me hit it more than once. There she went on mute.
Still acting up.
You know what? Blog Talk and Facebook, I think they're in conspiracy with each other. They both suck.
Yeah.
But one of them isn't free. Mike. He didn't do anything. I was banning skimmers. I was banning scammers, and he made a little joke.
What'd he say?
He made a joke about something, show inbox somebody, and it looked, at first it almost looked like a scammer, and I almost banned that comment real quick. That's all I told him, is be careful when your comment looks like a scammer. I'm really quick on the trigger finger.
Can you unban?
See, no, I didn't ban him. He said, if show inbox Monet, and that's all I saw was name inbox somebody.
Who's Monet?
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
I'm just saying, when I see that, I'm like, oh, scammer. And I was like, oh, careful, Mike. Sometimes I get a little too quick with that ban thing. And I don't want to do it. Oh, I love it. Joe's making jokes. He goes, kidding, of course. I think Mike is a scammer, too. He has never called in. May have to ban him, too. Joe said, that is true, Mike. You have never called in.
And we even tried to call you.
Yeah, we tried to call you. Was that New Year's Eve when you tried to? Well, and, you know, we don't expect
you
that.
You were online, but you wouldn't answer the call.
Yeah, so things that make it. Is Mike a real person?
That's right.
Or is he?
We thought he might be.
Or is he in the Matrix, the UK Matrix?
That's right.
We don't know. Cho's the closest one to him, I think, that's on here.
Maybe he's part of Interpol. Oh,
he says soon.
What? Soon.
He says soon. Yeah, that's like, the check's in the mail when he says, I'm going to call in soon. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah, we'll have
it's
gonna
be
soon, right? That's what a girl says.
Yeah, soon.
Yeah, we'll do it soon.
Pretty soon I'm going to win the lottery. Yeah, that's it. All right, let's go to the next caller because they probably hate us. All right, we are going to, let me find it. Oh, there it is. Let me see. I want to find out where they are. Aha! I know who they are.
Oh, we know.
Wow, she's helped.
Oh, boy. Hello there,
hey,
Gabby. Gabby.
Gabby, you've been holding for about an hour, probably. Not an hour, but a long time.
Wow, nobody needed the phone. Good.
Awesome. What you got going, Gabby?
Yeah, what's up there, lady?
Well, nothing much, but I just kind of want a career reading because I'm just like still, I still haven't got my internet yet. And it's kind of bothering me, but I'm kind of like learning that patience is a virtue kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of questioning this guy that this woman sent me this number to, Scott Rune. I'm kind of wondering if he's a real guy or if he's a phony. So I want to know, is he the real thing? Should I really like give him, like, should I trust him or should I just do the old-fashioned way and just wait for someone to give me an email and say, we like your script, we want to produce it, or something like that.
Oh, boy, good point. Now, who, what, and where? Tell me again from the top that you saw
late. I was given this number for this guy named Scott Rudin, who's this big movie producer.
Okay.
And I've Googled him, and I found out he was kind of, like, known for inappropriate behavior.
Oh. Well, that's
some
a pretty
like,
big, yep, that's a pretty big red flag right there, I think.
Yeah, but, and I'm kind of wondering if the number that the woman gave me was real. So I'm kind of wondering, should I call him or should I just like do the fashion way and just wait for someone to email me or call me or whatever.
Well, remember, you want to make sure that manuscript, or even if it's just sample, ends up at a legitimate place.
True that.
Because you don't need your work stolen.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. We actually, one of our frequent callers, and I think she called last night, and we don't keep anybody's phone numbers, but I have her email address, and we talked back and forth. She's got a very good idea of something she wants to help me put together and market. I will tap her and see what she would suggest for you, okay? And then next time I hear from you, Gabby, I can let you know.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Let me ask you something. Do you have a, what would you call it, like in your unit, do you have a communal internet laptop or something? Are you allowed to use that? They don't have
that. Don't. None of us have laptops. We have a computer. So, like, all the staff have computers, and then, like, when they, like, come in, they have to clog into the computer.
Okay, I see.
That's all what right, it well, is. Me, so we're not allowed to use that computer.
Well, don't get in any more trouble. You might never see the internet again. You know what I mean? No more trouble. So, okay.
Hard's going down. I was busy doing my Facebook Live correspondence for the folks watching, so I heard absolutely nothing. But when Deb puts the cards down, she'll reiterate the question, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She'll do that for me because, you know, she's got my back. Because we're talking, we've got some important stuff going on here between us and the UK and stuff like that.
We do?
Not.
No.
Jokingly. You focus on your job.
Yeah, but you're over there playing
around. You do
the
voodoo that you do, and I'll do the voodoo that I do. And I'll stay in my lane, and you stay in your lane.
All right, here's to you, Gabby.
Gabby.
Yeah. Right.
This guy is got the six of spades on him. That's a card that indicates slipperiness, like be cautious. And if I'm getting the impression, looking at these cards, that he has his fingers in lots of little pies, that I don't think I would want to trust him from here to, you know, the end of the
You don't want to touch him with a 10-foot pole?
Exactly. They, you know what? We have a very young, not a very young, but a very beautiful young lady who called in and has told us that she got scammed by a man that was supposedly an agent for, what is it called, crypto?
I don't remember what the person said they were from. I don't know.
That was,
I don't know who you're talking about, but I don't remember what.
But he scammed her out of all her money.
Yes, what they were, I don't remember what crap they
were. So you're not putting up any money, but what you're putting up is worth a lot of money.
It's even hard to actually quantify.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get into the court system, it can just be ugly.
So, yes, and just remember, the time will come that you're going to be your own person without having to answer to everybody, and you will then be able to set your own goals and make your own life. And I see that time is definitely coming. So,
okay.
Don't follow through on that phone call. He's going to pump sunshine up your skirt like you wouldn't believe, and he's going to scam you.
You know,
what?
When I hear that phrase, I'm glad I don't wear a skirt. That sure as hell wouldn't anyone pump sunshine up your skirt.
I think it's a lot less than having somebody blowing smoke up your ass.
You're right. I guess I'd rather have sunshine
I don't
on
like
my
that
skirt
one.
Than smoke up my ass.
Something about that really.
I wonder, why would I want smoke up my ass? Why would smoke up my ass cloud my judgment?
Is that supposed to be like kissing your ass?
I don't know, but it's very, you're right, it is a very, very strange thing. All right, anyway, let's get, I gotta do my thing here with Gabby Hart real quick. She's been holding the beginning of since time was invented, she's been holding. So. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
No, I'm looking over there. I think the girl has, never mind.
Chavol.
Yeah.
This says, and it's important, I think, over all this, prioritize self-care. Sometimes I have to, like, check myself, even when I'm at work. You do so much for others. It's not good to experience the love you deserve and let others help you. So maybe you need to kind of...
I keep working on it.
Work on it, but don't go too crazy and worry about other people as much. I don't know what goes on where you are.
There are a lot of manuscripts in literature itself that has come out of people that are, we'll say, in restriction. Okay.
Or in this kind of situation where they have a lot of time, maybe not quality time, but time to focus on their work.
Right. Okay.
I mean, obviously, it's not quality time. You are what you are. You do what you got to deal with.
Yeah. Well, Gabby, it's always wonderful to hear from you.
Thank you for holding for an eternity.
Yeah.
Yes.
My brother's birthday is tomorrow.
Oh.
Look at that. Two days before yours.
There's a lot of January babies.
Yeah, I'm not going to backtrack that. 9 months. What does that come out to?
I knew it was going to go there.
Valentine's Day, doesn't it, kind of, sort of?
February. Go backwards, and you got to go back.
I guess, no, that's not far enough. I guess maybe it's spring. Spring is sprung, and people get excited. February is about 11 months, so that's not accurate. So it's got to be more like spring.
Spring. When
it's getting warm outside. Let's frolic. Crouch, crouch now.
All right,
thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank
you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Adios for now.
Bye.
All right. Hang on. Opening up the Facebook portal before we go back to the callers. And we are going back to you callers. Do not hate us for holding forever. We're doing what we got to do. We got a couple of international folks here. And... Joe's trying to mess with Mike to get him to do it, but I don't think he's going to do it. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
Do they know each other in real life?
On here.
Yeah. Oh, just on here?
Yeah. That's real life, though. And they're not, it's not like they're on opposite sides of the globe. They're not that far away, distance-wise, you know. They're a lot closer than us to them, you know. Joe, he did actually have something he wanted him to talk about. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I just told him he can call. Joe can call. He actually asked really early on if he could. He has something. I think it's interesting. I saw he typed about it, and I'm not going to spoil it.
You know what you look like? One of those Orthodox Jews that is big in the diamond industry. Like, you see them in New York City and stuff. These just need to be a little bit more ringlet-like.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Here is Joe.
I already let people know I was getting a haircut Saturday.
Hi.
Well, hello.
That's
there.
Right.
Hello, everyone.
Joe called in, but Mike did not.
I know. That's disappointing.
Yes, it is.
Maybe it's stage fright.
He's got to get up his courage.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Well, tell us, Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
Well.
I know, but
I'll
let him talk.
I've known Stephen all my life since we was little, and I've always had feelings for him, but he's straight.
He's what? Oh.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know.
is this your partner?
No, Jay's my partner.
Okay, got it.
No,
this is...
He mentioned... Hey, he typed it in case we were going to do it that way. He mentioned this is somebody that's... He's known like a long time. He said it was a straight guy, I believe, correct?
Yes.
But you want to know, it's almost if there's something that could be there. Right?
Yeah. Okay, and you know, I think
I would do the cards first, too, if I could.
I think it's a very human
human, and I think I would want to know, too, if I could, up front, before I went down that road.
Let's find out.
So we have the cards say, that's a big step. It is a big step. And sometimes you might not want to take that step if the cards say disaster, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, right?
I've learned to listen to these.
And that's not a gay, straight thing. That's anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes just heterosexual, either whatever, you just look to somebody that you've known a long time, and then they try to take it to the next level, and all of a sudden it's a disaster.
Yeah.
And you ruin the relationship you already had. You don't want to do that, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and understand. All right, cards are going down. Cards are going down.
So are you two in contact? Excuse me. You and Steven, do you hear from him?
Yeah. We're best buds.
They're best buds, so they stayed in communication.
Yeah.
Yep, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. His status. Is he with somebody?
Well, that's a good question.
No, he's not, no.
So he's single right now, okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
He returns your feelings, Joe.
He does.
He feels the same about you.
Okay.
And he doesn't know how to introduce the topic or to engage with you in speaking about it. Plus, he doesn't want to create any trouble in your relationship.
What about
uh-huh.
on his side? Is there any issues with him going down that road and people he knows and family or anything? Is he ready?
No.
Steven, ready.
Basically, I moved away due to... because I was living with my parents and they moved away, so I had to move with them. But we lost contact for about 10 years.
Oh.
And then
that's a long time.
So basically, we picked up from where we last left off.
Yes.
Yeah, social media and the new, all the stuff going on now will help people.
Yeah. Well, you both have shared the same attraction. And with it being a card that indicates passion, physical gratification, it's a card that is all about getting its urges and desires satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a card of like affection, love, commitment. I mean, it's a card of let's go play and see where it's going to go. So, yeah, that's what I'm picking up on. And he's very unhappy in his life. And a lot of people lie. They never tell the truth. They say, oh, everything's great. No. But he's very unhappy.
He is at the minute. Yeah. He was with someone, but he was someone who we both went to school with.
Mm. Wow.
And
small
she lied. So she's lied to him. And and I've told him not to go there, but... Hopefully. Friend can only provide advice.
That's all you can do.
All you can do is you watch your friend go down shit.
Yeah, if he wants to make a bad choice, you can be there when he failed and then afterwards, not to rub it in, but maybe you want to listen to me a little bit next time.
I will tell you, he's got a great honor where he will not try to disrupt your relationship, life.
You got to appreciate that.
Yeah, I think that's really good on his part. But now at least you both are on the same page.
Right.
And it seems like people are becoming broader in terms of their, what do you want to call it? Like their lives, how they want to.
Open-minded.
Yeah.
And because I think they're starting to realize that a lot of times you can't turn time back.
Mm-mm.
And if you stay close-minded, you can shut down some things you wish you had back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, back in the old days, everybody automatically shut everything down because, oh, my God, it's frowned upon, you know.
Well, years and years ago, I had a female roommate, and when we would go clubbing, we would sort of get, you know, sort of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you chicks all like that? Anyway, go ahead.
I think it's an easier line for us to cross than it is for you guys.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
And
it is still a feminine thing.
I was too afraid that if I went down that road, I wouldn't love men anymore. So I just, held her off.
Mm-hmm.
But
held her at bay.
But she was a hot little thing. And
get back, you little carpet muncher. I'm holding you at bay. Back to him. Back.
So it's, you know, your body feels an urge, and you know, and even to this day, if I were to see her, I would still feel drawn to her.
Yeah.
Right. Well.
So anyway, yes, to answer your question, my dear, yes, he feels the very same way about you. Right now, Jim's got you.
Here's your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. Subject is, yes, you are correct. You have listened to your inner guidance and made a wise choice. Keep moving forward.
So with his relationship
I'm
now.
I'm assuming. It's not my card. I just read the card.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, it's kind of sometimes a little bit comforting to know that if something comes between you and Jay, you do have a fallback position there.
And maybe it may be the better path in the long run. Right now, it's probably not something on the radar scope to look
and
at.
And people have to be careful when you go for a threesome.
Yeah.
Because, boy, you're drifting into dangerous waters where you think, oh, we're just all going to have some fun.
Yeah, that's...
But what happens if your partner really hits it off with...
I think those kinds of things should happen between people that nobody has committed anything with.
Right.
Mm. No committed relationships whatsoever. Because usually it destroys a relationship, it seems like.
Yes.
More often than not.
Yeah.
More often than not. I can't say everything's
Let's
always...
Show, your cards are interesting, and I think you are too. Very interesting. So thank you for calling. I know it takes a lot of courage to get on.
You know what? I love your show.
Oh,
I love both of you.
We appreciate that you come here as much as you can, because we understand the time difference. And it's a big time difference.
And someday when we get there, I would love for you to make me some noodles or something that is your specialty.
Oh, why did you throw noodles on?
Well, I saw a little...
Yeah. Oh.
I saw a little video.
A black bean sauce dish.
Ooh. Yeah.
What was the other thing he said?
What was the first thing he said?
Curry. Chinese curry.
I'm not a big curry fan. Chinese curry. I love all the curries. You know, I mean, the Indian cuisine love the typical, you know, the regular yellow curry mostly. But I like a lot of the Asian curries. I like Penang, the red and the green. I love all those curries. They're so awesome. Every time I go to a Thai place, I almost always get some kind of curry dish.
Yeah, he does.
Almost always. Mm. They are so fascinating.
I mean, the Chinese curry is not hot. You get that little bit of a kick.
Yeah. It's the same with
Like an Indian curry where it just literally blows the head off.
And even when we go to the Thai places, the curries they use aren't hot. But when you ask them to jack it up, then they start introducing their Thai peppers.
Mm-hmm.
But the curries themselves are so flavorful.
Yeah, I'd give it a shot. You bet.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. All
so
right. Long time.
It's a date, Cho.
Definitely.
Book
next week.
Yes, I know. Well, I'll tell you, if I had the money, I already got me a passport, so.
You've had that
got
for
me
long,
a passport.
Got me a passport. Well, and we had to have that because... They never used to, but after all the terrorist stuff, we had to have them just to go across into Mexico and Canada. They never used to have one, but times have changed.
Yeah, and we had a son in the Army stationed in Japan, and in case something ever happened to him over there,
why is it not
taking? We didn't need red tape to hold us up from getting over there. So, all right, well, Joe, thank you. I love talking to you. All right. Take care now, darling.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
He's a sweetheart.
Blog Talk is starting to turn into Facebook a little bit.
Oh, it's wrecking or acting?
I had to change I had to extend the show like 3 times before it finally was happy with it. I think it is. So we shall go to 203 Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
It's 1 of 2 people.
Hi. Hello to you too.
Ah, it is Pat and Chance.
Pat and Chance?
Chance is not talking to you. I'm cooking turkey for him, and that's all he cares about right now.
Oh, boy.
Cooking means dogs are in the zone.
Yes, they love
that.
So, hello, Pat.
Hi.
So, we've been in the twilight zone of dental care today.
It's funny, both of us.
Yes. I know. I just sent you a message inquiring. How did you guys do?
Well, I have to have all of the implants removed, go through the healing process again, then have them whatever you want to call it, installed.
Basically, go back to ground zero. Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. And
it
means I'll have a partial for a while. Don't like those at all.
And I'm getting my gums ripped apart, so they have to give me Novocaine.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
And how about you?
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on in your reading? What's going on?
Yeah,
reading?
What's happening?
Okay, so I was just talking to my hypnotist tonight, and he said, be prepared. People are going to attack you if you speak your mind. And I did something. I am the eyes and ears of this place where I live, because I get really angry at people that don't respect the place, the property, and so on. And I'm sick of people having their dogs poop everywhere, every single day. And, you know, I'm always helping the head of the security with photos, and I'm starting to get frustrated a little bit. And I've thought a number of times I should just give up and withdraw. I did something last night that was a little, it was too much. I found like 8 bags of poop in a vegetable bin in the courtyard. And as far as I know, there's never been a trash bin there. It was a bin to collect, you know, old vegetables and stuff. And I got angry, and I took them all out, and I threw them on the courtyard floor. So the person who knows that they're doing this is not getting away with it. Security knows that this is going on everywhere on this property, everywhere. I've stepped in it, I don't know how many times. Long story short, this time this woman was asking me, why did you do this? Blah, 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 blah. It was in a trash bin. And, you know, I said, I'm sorry. I apologize. And she said, seriously? And I said back, seriously, I apologize. You know, give me some benefit of the doubt. I've been dealing with this for 2 years. I really care about people being respectful of this place. My mind is a little bit off because I'm just so sick of this. And I did something I shouldn't have done, and I apologized profusely. And she kept coming, but why did you do it? Why? And I thought, I'm not going to go there. I'm taking responsibility. Anyway, I'm curious about, and it's not a big deal because I'm taking responsibility for it. Whatever it is, it is. But are they angry at me? Do they think I'm nuts? Have they lost in me? What are they feeling about me? I mean, this woman said, you know, I love you and chant so much. Pick your battles. And she's right. But I've got some legitimate. Anyway, that's the story. What do you get, Deborah?
Well, on my website, I have a blog. I'm laying your cards out right now. I have a blog, and in one of the posts, I wrote about how an apology can often not be an apology. It's and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, so bear with me. But in it, I say, you can use those words, but you're not really conveying, what would you call it? Like, you're not conveying regret or sorrow, or you're saying something like, I'm really sorry, but, or, well, I apologize, but, you add an extra word, however, yet, but. I feel like I'm dancing here. Yes.
Well, I apologize. I apologize, and it was sincere. But I'm no longer going to invest in guilt to try to make myself feel better or to try to appease other people and beat myself up with guilt. I did it. The fact, I admitted it. And I'm just not going to get in this thing of guilt, which is just a minuscule thing.
I think it's a very good boundary to have. You know, I think in our own way, we all have our little boundaries, but that is a good one because you're right. Why should you put energy into these things that are basically kind of trivial? Like she said, pick your battles.
Yeah, and it's not trivial. It's that I took responsibility for it. And then I took responsibility for it again because she wrote, seriously. And I thought, why are you saying that? Of course. Yes, seriously. I apologize. And then I said, I apologize profusely. Anyway.
All I see here is that they are just going to let it go. You know, I really don't think, and they're not mad at you. They don't dislike you over it. They're just, and there's a guy around this who's is like committing himself to do a better job of keeping an eye on things.
Yeah, and that's, I work with the two of them. I love the two of them. They love me. I know that they're probably getting tired of me. I have like 40 pictures of poops. I didn't send it to them within like a month all over the grounds. And I'm giving up. I'm just giving up. I can't do anything to help the situation. They're overwhelmed. They should do a better job, but they're not.
Yes, they should.
You know, they're letting the new apartment building across the street come over and use our land with their dogs. They're letting the cars come and park in our space. That's all very weird. They want to be good neighbors. And I'm thinking, are you kidding? That's like, bend over and kiss my ass, please. You know, really? I mean, I don't get that. Because this, I don't get it. I need, and for me, I think I really do need to make boundaries and withdraw more. And that's tough to do because I get irate.
Well, I kind of lost it. Did you put a dog out?
No? Who let the dogs out? No, it's neighbor dogs.
Okay.
There's one that sounds like Gibbs.
It will actually,
There's a neighbor dog that sounds like Gibbs so much. Yeah. Me and Zach thought we had left him out one time.
I really think that it will help you to sustain better focus in your, you know, your own space, your own life. So yeah, it's a good idea. As much as it,
right?
We can't watchdog the world. So
you know, it's tough though when I'm walking the fence and I pause for a minute, look at my phone, and I look down at him, and he's eating one of the dog's poops. He's done that 3 days in a row. I've stepped in poop twice my month, so it's hard to go out of this apartment and retain my rationality.
Yeah. I have no sympathy for those people. You own a dog, you clean its poop up.
Exactly.
That comes with the territory. If you don't like it, you don't own a damn dog.
And if you were
it's not the dog's fault. The dog just has to go. It's got to go.
If you were the caretaker, you'd be putting a note in everybody's door saying, you know, starting from right now, you know, we will be enforcing the anti-poop law.
A lot of different locales have a lot of different laws on that stuff because it's very unsafe condition. We got 4 dogs.
Oh, do you?
We have 4 dogs, and we have a pretty big backyard. But my ass has to get out there once a week and do a poop patrol, I call it.
Yeah.
Yes, because you got to keep it sanitary. Yep, you got to do it, you know. So I go out there
totally
and have a bucket that I line with plastic. A lot of times, in 7 to 10 days, it's a good 3 buckets worth. 4 dogs.
Exactly. I know. I take care to a foot, and I'll go out there, you know, once every few weeks. I'll fill a big, big grocery bag, and then it'll break.
Oh, no.
But I'm just saying, those grocery bags suck. Yeah. But, I mean, that's what I used to take with me, too, when I had an apartment. I would take 2 and double them up because they have little holes in them.
It is very unsanitary.
Yeah, but
children could get sick from it.
And it's just courtesy. You know, if you have
absolutely.
A dog, you take on those responsibilities. If you have a baby, you got to change its diapers. And,
but not throw them in the street.
Right,
like
but people that have dogs, it's like, oh, I love the pet, but they don't want to do all the other stuff that comes along with it.
I know. They think my dog is so wonderful. Don't you love my dog? He's just perfect. I was walking one day near some water company land on the other side of the fence, and someone came over and said, that's really nice of you to pick up after your dog, but you don't need to because it was grassy and heading into forestry. I said, thank you, but my dog poops 365 days a year. Imagine if I didn't pick up.
That's true. That is a fact. And they like their little zones, and they like to focus on certain poop zones, a lot of them. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and you know, it's just a courtesy thing. And the problem is that a lot of times when you piss people off, they look at the dog as that damn dog. It's not the dog, it's the owner.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well,
all right, well,
sorry,
thank you so much for holding so long. Oh, yo.
Wait, Pat.
Here is.
You got a poop card for me?
I thought it was a poop card, but it smells pretty nice. Archangel Michael says, this is a blessing in disguise. Be patient and have faith that your angels will have this situation under control.
Yeah.
We will come. What will come is far better than you dared to think. So it's like, that's actually, something good may come of all this. I think this may improve what's going on is what the deal is. I don't think you needed to apologize as much as you did, but I'm not you.
I didn't need to what?
Not counting the cards, I don't think you needed to apologize as profusely as you did.
Oh, well.
That's just me. I don't live where you live. I don't have to talk with the people you do. But I'd be like, I'm getting pissed off at this poop stuff. Every once in a while you make a statement, you know. But that's me. I don't live there.
Yeah.
And you have to live there.
No, I see your point.
Yeah, you got to peacefully coexist with these people. Yes, I understand.
Yeah. All right, guys. I love you both.
Love you too.
All right. You keep making that
Chance
turkey.
Chance is still not talking. Chance wants that turkey. He's still not talking.
Well, they get tunnel vision when it comes to food. Tunnel vision.
But that's covered love.
He's talking. I heard him. Oh, yeah. He's like, give me that damn food.
Yeah.
All right.
Covered love. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You've got time, Deb. You've got time. What do you want? You want to take, you want to try to, let's try. I think we only have one person that might. Don't worry, folks. I've extended the show. Finally, after I had to try a three. For some reason, now Block Talk wants you to do things in threes. Three times you have to make it do it.
Not right.
All right, we're going to open up the Facebook Messenger photo for the last time. Somebody was interested besides Joe and Mike is here.
But he will not.
He's got a little bit of stage fright right now, and I don't want to make fun of anybody.
No.
Don't want to make fun of anybody because I think, I think we got somebody that's going to do it. All right, well,
uh-oh.
I can only keep.
Really?
There you go. Bring it on, baby. I think we know who this is. Just different name.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wunderbar.
Yeah.
Wunderbar. Okay.
So tell us.
She's been here
the entire time.
Oh. Yes. Yes, indeed. A faithful fan. We love it.
Well, what can we do for you, darling?
Well, I missed the beginning part of the show, but years and years and years ago, I used to be on Blog Talk, and I have Lisa's number, so if she's interested at all, no pressure.
Oh, you heard what I said. Yes.
Do secret squirrel. I mean, I could be wrong about my vibe check, but I just, you know, I think Jimbo's a smart guy, and when those two talk, it seems to just kind of, for me, it's a no-brainer. But.
Well, he is single. He is eligible as a good catch.
I'm telling you, I think so. I feel like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
well, the only thing is, though, it has to be spontaneous. Hookups don't work or match.
Hookups are the greatest thing ever invented, but they gotta be in your freaking area code at least. You're right.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. I'm not traveling. I'm not gonna go. Hey, we shall rendezvous in the middle of the United States. Why?
You've been spoiled.
Well, I have been.
Oh,
okay, but anyway, go ahead. All right.
And I forgot what I was going to say, and I feel like it was a real gem.
It couldn't have been a gem then, or you want to have dropped it in the toilet?
Oh, I don't know. But it's a boomerang. Usually it'll come back.
But sometimes they come back and hit you in the head and knock you out.
They do. Yeah.
Have you ever actually thrown a boomerang?
I've never. Have you?
Yeah, those things suck. I guess you got to grow up in that environment, use them as a living and hunting and stuff. can get them kind, you can kind of get them to work, but it's really tough at the right angle. And if you get it to work perfectly, things come on back at you, and you're like, oh, damn, I got to run. Yeah, but anyway, go ahead. Oh, yeah, we had them as kids. Yep.
We had really dangerous toys as kids.
Loved it. Lawn darts was my favorite.
Right, riding bikes without all that.
Oh, no, there's no
protective gear.
You know what? I know people that went, friends that went skiing, and they said, well, I got to put on my helmet. I said, what are you putting a helmet to go skiing for? Well, I don't want to fall and have a concussion and ruin my skiing event. I said, well, don't fucking fall. Jesus Christ. And if you do fall, don't hit your head on a tree. Stay away from trees. Okay, but anyway, go
so,
ahead.
So, Miss Lily, do you have a question for us? Is it Lily? Are you Lily or Lily?
Yeah, that's true. Is it Lily or is it Lily?
Or Lili?
Or is it Lili or is it Lily Marlene, like the German song? Go ahead.
Lily.
Lily.
Okay.
With her, there's a dog that's a chef.
Oh, that is cute.
Well, she must be making dog biscuits,
that
some apparently. Cute. You're looking at your
that's
icon.
My dog.
What's that?
Her puppy. That's her dog.
That is awesome as hell if that's your dog.
Yeah, it is real cute. Oh.
He's going to be 14.
Wow. Is he a mixed breed?
No, he's a pure Yorkie.
Do they have a, is that typical that they have a long lifespan?
Well, smaller dogs typically live longer.
She's right,
but
yep,
he's been,
yep.
Like with Yorkies, it's like 10 to 12 years, you know. So he's
good.
Doing pretty good for his age.
That is really good. Yeah, okay, that's awesome. And he must be making dog biscuits. All right, let's get to an actual question.
Yeah.
Okay, so
question.
I spend a lot of time, like, healing myself and not carrying around my emotional baggage and being okay with changing careers over, looking for a house. It doesn't even have to be Miami, really. It could be where I'm at. It doesn't matter. Just looking to nest, you know. But
right.
With all of that, it's kind of, like, taken a toll on my health. Like, I definitely need to figure some things out as far as, like, my weight situation and stuff like that. But do you feel like this spring, like, it'll all, is it just, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like my emotional side is ultimately, like, will kind of sabotage me, like, health-wise. Do you feel like I'm
going to
be able to get that under control soon?
They are connected. Yep,
that's a good question.
And they are connected. The emotions and the physical body are connected. They affect each other both ways, right? We know that, and every doctor will even tell you that.
Stress, emotional
eater. Oh, big time. And there's even different types of stress. There's some stresses are, you think they're good, but they still are like winding you up hard. If you're having a lot of great stuff going on and all this, oh, this is all awesome, but it still can take a toll physically on a person.
Then you have cortisol production that will even cause it, make it harder to lose weight.
I don't know about that. I know nothing about that. I know that for me, it's food and beer. That's what makes it hard to lose weight. I don't know about cortisol, but, you know.
Do you do a lot of physical exercise too, don't you?
I mean, I try to keep up on it as best as I can. For an hour a day, I set my timer for an hour a day, and then I walk as much as I can outside, but it's cold and it's winter. Until then, whatever's left on my timer, I do around my apartment.
Yeah, and that weather thing, you know, that's the problem. When I was younger, and I was really, remember, I was a running idiot. I would just run all the time. And then when it's really cold out and you're running, it's a different ballgame. The cold doesn't bother you as much. But when you're walking, even if you're walking briskly, that cold starts sucking after a while.
Yeah, it does.
Well, yeah, and it was just like one thing after another. One thing, like COVID started with the weight gain and then not being as active, blah, blah, blah. And now it's just kind of like the worry about changing careers and not having the finances and not be like, I'm happy, but I feel like ultimately I'm not going to be happy until I own my own home because I'm a nester and I want to nest, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
So it's just kind of like a lot of worry.
Sure.
No, you could always come halfway.
And
arrive here in Virginia Beach.
And what?
Lots of opportunity here. Lots of everything. Lots of men. let the ween in, you know, women. What I
okay.
see here
All
for
right,
you,
okay.
truthfully, and I'm having trouble thinking of the right. We have a medical person with us here in the room.
Yeah, he's off and on. I mean, it's pretty late there.
Yeah.
I mean, John, Mike might be checking out right now.
When do you see a doctor? Do you just wait until you have symptoms of something? Do you ever go in for a full, you know, checkup kind of thing?
I go twice a year, but they did put me in a weight management program,
okay.
and they gave me, like, these shots that I was taking, but I didn't, like, my body didn't work with them. So they have me, like, on medication, and that does give me energy, and it does help me stay focused, but the weight's already here.
right. Yeah, you're trying to get rid of what you got. Right, I got you.
Have you tried what the intermittent 12-hour fasting?
No.
Where you have little meals during the day and then say 6-7 o'clock at night or whatever.
Yeah.
You then go 12 hours without eating anything.
And there's so many different things and you have to always go through your physician.
No, I'm a night owl. So I will often eat something like 11 o'clock at night, midnight. But
mm-hmm.
then I don't eat anything until 12 hours later.
And for me, it's always been the keto, the carbs.
Yeah, Jim loses weight.
It's going to come and I'm waiting because when I eliminate the carbs and take it down to like, not zero, you can't go zero, very low, the weight just falls right off like I'm not even trying.
You don't even
have to exercise.
Are you a snackaholic? Do you love your...
I mean, I was doing keto and he is right about that. Like with the no sugar, the no alcohol,
yep.
the no bread,
yep.
you know, keto
yep.
is definitely the smarter way to go. And I did that for a long time. But then I feel like the only comfort I had was my comfort food.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, I'm not doing drugs. I'm not getting drunk.
Yeah.
It was like,
what can I do to comfort myself? 100% on board, exactly what you're saying.
My collaborative physician, she says, you'll only gain it back and even more. You have to make keto a commitment for life.
You do.
And I'm thinking, hell no.
But what I did Mm-mm. is that the first 2 weeks I would be a keto Nazi.
Yeah.
And then once it kicks in effect, you could feel your body change. And she knows, everybody, she's done it before, she knows. And then I would say, all right, Saturday is my fuck everything day. Carbs are going to blow me up, but it's one day. After you've already kind of got it going, it's not that bad.
And it kickstarts your metabolism.
But you have some beer, you have some pizza, but then the other 6 days you got to be a Nazi again, a keto Nazi.
Yeah.
But the first 2 weeks, 100% Nazi.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah.
Well, I think you need to go and have, okay, it's like, I can't think of the specialty. And that's why if he was still here, I'd ask him.
Mike is either...
Like a bariatric
doctor? No, I'm thinking like endocrinology or something where they would check like your...
Oh, they do a full blood and physiological workup.
And, yeah.
Thyroids and everything. Great. Deb.
Mm.
That weird thing I felt. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so I would... I'm not quite sure right at this moment. But
yeah,
I know
what the terminology is. Yeah.
yeah.
It's a full-blown workup. That's
your chemical stuff or your...
Your body chemistry.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
That it might be off.
Cho thinks Mike is still here. And I don't think if he's here... It is pretty late, but I think he works a shift.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But I think he works a shift where he gets off when the show starts right around there.
All right, well, anyways,
I'll look
into it for you, and I can always message you. All right, because the word is not coming to my tongue right now.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Or you could always see somebody who's homeopathic, you know, that deals with, you know what I mean, wellness and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, not MD. Right, not an actual MD.
Yeah, because
type
if you
person.
Say your emotions are affecting your physical body, that's a big thing right there.
I think it does everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's every single human on earth. They don't realize it, but yeah.
Yeah, so I'll get back to you. on that. But I feel like if you do go this little extra effort, you're going to get, she's going to get the information she needs.
Well, she has the right mindset and she's motivated. That's actually the whole battle. That's where most people fail. They're not motivated.
And
they don't have the right mindset.
Between my 20s and 30s, this is serious. I lived all week on crackers and milk, honestly.
That's so different.
So
between
I could
men
wear
and women.
Little tiny sizes. And then on the weekend, I was a beer slut and pizza slut.
And that's what's weird about men and women. In my 20s and 30s,
you burned
I could eat every single thing I wanted on this planet. Anything I wanted. I could eat it all. It was gone. But I also was playing a lot of sports. I was I was doing like 1,000 things.
Well, and your metabolism
your 20
is
and 30s
different.
To begin with, you're 20 and your 30s. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but that was my way of sticking, you know, eating saltine crackers and milk. And isn't that just shameful?
And, yeah, it doesn't give your body a lot of nutrients it needs.
And
but,
smoking
know.
A lot of cigarettes would help.
Nicotine, caffeine, those
yeah,
appetite
all those
suppressors.
All those bad things.
The appetite suppressors. Yep, nicotine, caffeine. It's all the E's. Nicotine, caffeine. That's right. Cocaine. Oh, my cocaine. I don't know if it does that with appetite.
What? Oh, yeah. Cocaine.
Does it make you want to eat or not?
No.
Okay, well, there you go. Well,
no, you don't want
there
to
you go.
Drink.
If you're rich, then you get some Coke and snort it. No.
You don't want to drink. You just want to keep snorting up those lines. Yeah.
Kidding, of course.
We're all
kidding.
I'm not kidding because in the 80s, that was the party drug. And luckily, I ran around with a group of people that they were quite... they had a lot of money.
Gotcha. I was kidding when recommending that as a weight loss.
No, I'm not saying recommend it.
I was kidding about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying that many of us that are of a certain age do recall those days when it was huge.
Yeah. And Joe says what he did was he'd make a list, like over 2 weeks, honest, you got to be an honest list, everything I ate every day. And then look at it and say, oh, shit. And then replace that list with good things and then follow that list the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Like fish.
Well, it doesn't have to be that extreme. It could be like instead of pizza, you could lower it to something less carby.
Yeah, like the cauliflower crust.
Yeah, is it good? I've never had it.
Yeah, we have.
Have we? Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we've had it's good, but that bitch is expensive. But it's really a good crust. It's not bad.
Yeah, but you're talking about no Taco Bell. You're talking about...
You can do Taco Bell, but you have to make some alterations. You can do... Remember, I went to all the Mexican restaurants.
Yeah.
I'd order fajitas and never touch the shells.
The chips
and
the
shells. I'd have like 3, 4, or 5 chips.
Yeah. The doctor said 7 chips is all
I'd have just a couple little chips. It was only on a Saturday. That's the 2 weeks when I was Nazi. After a while, you can have the Saturday cheat day. I always like the Saturday cheat day.
Well, I guess it's what works for each person.
And that's the other thing. Everybody's body's different. Everybody's chemistry different. And it's, she knows. She's done it before, so she knows. She knows.
Yeah. And the collaborative doctor also recommends vegetarianism.
Well, no, she's total vegan.
Vegan.
Total vegan.
Yeah.
And I think that vegan kissed my ass in that total vegan thing is all I got to say. The vegetarian thing, okay, I can get you there a little bit. But that total vegan thing, what the fuck is that?
It's not living.
I mean, you have to like take every single food out there and analyze it so hard to say, oh, there's some kind of little bit of a animal product in there. Fuck that. You know?
I mean, I like my chicken.
Yeah.
I like my
Hell's yes. Hell's yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And once in a while, a nice big ribeye steak. Oh, yeah.
You know, I watch a documentary, and I understand we're in a different era right now, but when men were early, like cavemen dwellers, they gave us these teeth to eat meat for a reason. We needed all that protein because our brains were evolving. And they showed, like, it was a cool documentary. These scientists showed, like, here's what they would have to eat, and here's all the vegetarian amount they would have to get that protein. It's like, we had to eat meat, plus it was available.
Well, yeah.
I feel no shame.
I don't know.
I feel no shame. You know what? God created a food chain. He did.
And life is too short.
He created a food chain. And you know what? Sometimes we become part of it. If you go out in Colorado and play with grizzly bears or something, we become part of the food chain.
Really, yeah.
You go swimming with sharks, guess what? You're going to get eaten.
Yeah, they never did find that woman. There was nothing.
Oh, recently
left
another
her.
One?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know.
And I don't think her husband killed her because she went down in the shark. And he couldn't have planned that.
Yeah, you got to watch that food chain. Things shift a little bit. They always say humans are at the top of the food chain, but not all the time.
No. So let us know how things work out for you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, and I'll get back to you with who you...
What are you getting back to?
I'm about to tell her where to maybe go and get a consult. Oh, I forgot.
Yep, her angel card, pray from the heart. Prayer really can move mountains. Reach out to the divine with your heart's concerns and watch miracles unfold. So, yeah, it basically says believe in prayer, then you have to.
Yeah.
Or if you don't,
and
you
hypnosis.
Don't.
And hypnosis. And meditation, I agree with all of that.
Yes.
And I think that reading these cards and getting messages is, in terms of manifesting, is close to prayer. And I'm not saying that it's that these are godlike, but I do believe that they are a vehicle to help us.
It's a tool.
Yeah, to
a
achieve,
tool.
You know, love, happiness, success.
Anytime you have a goal, you should use all the tools that are available. And sometimes people don't realize that is a tool.
It really is.
True that.
True.
So everybody, thank
it is
you.
Truth.
I think we're going to have to call it a night.
I think we're going to, yeah. We're into 90 minutes.
Yeah.
I got.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, darling. And I'll be
oh,
in touch.
Oh, yeah. And thank you. She's
yeah.
stuck
okay.
She was on forever.
I know. I love her.
Forever.
I love her. She's very cool.
And Joe, and this is, we've always talked about this. Joe says, never go food shopping when you're hungry.
Oh, I know.
And you know what? Even
yeah.
if you're not dieting, don't do that. Because you're going to bring like a billion things and you might not eat them. And
everything
them
looks good.
Even if you're not dieting, you're going to, and or you'll break your bank.
I am no sushi fan, but I'll tell you, boy, that stuff looks good when you're hungry. Mm-mm.
You know, I actually had a little fling girlfriend thing with an Asian girl.
And did she cook for
she
you?
She brought sushi and she brought
yeah.
sake.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff, too.
First of all, the sushi, yeah. And the sake, I mean, I was like also like it in my early 30s, and I was a partier. So she brought, watch out, sake can get you drunk. It's like, drank the whole bottle in front of her. It's like, well, what do you mean the sake can get you drunk? But, you know, I was in the 30s, too.
But I'm sure it did.
No, actually, no. It did not. It was she's putting little cups and heating up. What do you mean heating up? I'm drink out of the bottle, you know, after a while.
Maybe you should follow what the
I was in my early
30s.
Remember,
is.
The early
yeah.
30s. I was, here's the back. I was in the Navy since I started. I was about 19. And I got out in 1996. So I was like very early 30s. And then it was like a new liberation. Like I got out of prison. So I started doing all sorts of crazy stuff. So it is what it is.
I'm curious. Why is Cho still up? Doesn't he usually depart pretty early? Maybe no work tomorrow?
Joe is pretty much, when he can, he's always here from start to finish. He's our man. He demands.
I like him a lot. I like Joe.
You know, he said rice wine is good, too.
Really?
I may or may not have had that. I don't know.
Now, I'm from the background where ouzo was always the drink.
Oh, the Greeks.
Yeah.
Yes. The Athenians.
Greek, Ukraine, Eastern Europe.
Yeah, black licorice tasting stuff.
And they would even let us kids have, you know, just a little glass of it.
That's an acquired taste.
I liked it. And they, you know, they put water in it. And then it turns all milky. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of putting water
you
in
any like
kind
ouzo?
Of booze.
You don't like
ouzo? I don't want water in any booze. No, I like ouzo.
Yeah.
Don't water down my booze. Don't do that. Don't do that. I don't like that. The only thing I want water in is my damn water. Don't put water in any alcoholic drink I have on this planet. Some people say, I would like a scotch and water. It's like, what are you doing? That scotch is great. Why are you putting water in there? Maybe what are you doing?
Thin it out a little.
To me, it's crazy.
All right,
well. You can read that while I get up. It's from Joe. Read it. Right, you can read it out loud to yourself.
Where are you going? Oh, you're going to sleep in a minute.
Oh, I got
to
kill the block dog.
Yeah.
I'm doing it in the wrong order.
Oh, we missed you too.
You
got to
do it.
Thank
after
you.
He missed the other night, yeah.
Thank you. And you will see us in person.
Oh, look at all the... Lisa.
Oh, look at that.
Hail to Lisa.
Yes, for sure.
She stays with us to the end.
Everybody else bolted.
And once they heard, like, the show's over, Lisa's like hanging out. We respect that.
Respect to Lisa.
We do. Because that's why I don't hang out with people. Because she likes to listen to the show, so we let it go.
And, you know, obviously you all can tell we're not very, what would you call it, profit-minded. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's no money involved here.
We would
right.
tease you. Oh, look at this. But, oh, you're going to have to pay me for the rest of that.
No, on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the internet.
No, I'm not doing
that. Oh, my God, I see this really great thing, but you got to pay me. And then it's not a great thing. Imagine that.
It's not.
They suck.
So, all right. Well, we're going to bid you farewell.
Hang on. I got to get it all lined up. Ready?
Ready. Tomorrow.
That's going to be Rebel Card.
Oh, it is Rebel Card.
Ain't no
angels.
7 p.m.
Eastern and 4 p.m.
Word up, dog.
See you then.
Long time.
Bye-bye.
All right.